is coming up to 6:30. The Institute for Fiscal Studies says that one of the clear losers in the spending review is overseas aid, as announced earlier in the year that budget will be cut there by some 40%. Dame Emily Thornberry, the Labour chair of the Foreign Affairs Select Committee, said that the cut comes at a time when Britain is back on the world stage and has never been more needed as a force for good. But which foreign aid projects will be forced to stop? Anthony Kasoulis is the director of United for Global Mental Health, a charity that provides mental health support to people around the world. Good morning.
Good morning.
Which areas do you think we should be most worried about when we hear about this? And it is a significant cut to the foreign aid budget. What do you think we'll have to stop?
Well, we have a picture of that already from what happened earlier in the year with the US aid funding that was quite abrupt. And we've seen the cuts having a real impact around the world in many low and middle income countries, in Africa, in South America, in Asia as well. It's huge numbers. The reality is that we have 750,000 people that lost access to services overnight due to the USAID funding cut. So this is impacted around the world. It is felt around the world.
And you mentioned the Donald Trump cuts there in that answer. When you couple what Donald Trump has done in America with what the UK is doing now, is there a concern that we could see other countries follow suit and also cut their aid spending?
To be honest, it has already been our reality. We've seen a lot of the major government foreign aid donors actually reducing their spend over the last few years, at least in real terms. And that's the case for the UK, the US, and also other governments. So I think, yes, speaking to our global community, we have a network that covers 170 countries. They are really operating under the reality that actually we might not see that money back. We have to reduce that reliance on foreign aid.
And I suppose, you know, we are talking here today about the difficulties that we have in funding our health service, our police force here in this country. So in that context, you can understand why a Chancellor might reach to cut money which is going abroad when it's very difficult to balance the books here. But some people say it has an impact on things like immigration. It makes it more likely that people from around the world might try and travel here to the UK illegally, which is a problem the government says it's trying to stop.
Yes, well, foreign aid not only increases a country's influence abroad, which can be really important. It has been shown to reduce the intent to migrate, to reduce radicalization or really critical issues. Foreign aid for mental health specifically, every dollar we spend invest in mental health, it gives back $5 to $6 dollars over time. So it is one of the best investments we have. So I think in many ways, some of these cuts can be a little bit of a false economy on, you know, in a picture of already real significant gaps.
Well, those are views certainly held by many politicians, including on the Labour benches here too. Antonis, many thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Antonis Kasoulis there, the director of United for Global Mental Health.